This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey! Hey!
Caroline, she's a queen of talking. Hey, what's on your mind? She's getting real, not afraid to feel. Take a soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Okay, Caroline Munzik, welcome to Get Real.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
The Carolines.
You know, I was telling you briefly, my best friend growing up was named Caroline, and we were the Carolines, and I haven't met many other Carolines. Have you?
They're special, and no, I haven't. But
I feel that way.
Ian and I were just talking about this, because he actually just wrote a song with Caroline in it. And I told him, I was like, it's got to be your best song ever, because not just because of my name, but every Caroline song is a smash.
It is.
You know?
Like Sweet Caroline. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Caroline.
Yeah. What other Carolines we got? There's the Coulter Wall Caroline.
Okay.
You know, there's a ton of them.
There's a lot of Caroline. Okay, so what is it? Do you love the song?
I do. So he did good.
He did good.
Yeah.
Okay, don't mess this up, husband.
I know.
Okay, your husband's Ian Munzik. You guys are quite the power couple. It's a lot. You got a lot going on with him.
I do. Yeah.
Married. I got a baby Crawford. He's 4.
Yes.
Had his birthday at the Opry. That's pretty freaking cool. And Ian Munzik, he's on the rise, like blowing up thanks to his hot wife.
He's pretty talented, so he makes it easy. But yeah, no, I was telling you, like, my head's about to fall off, but we're doing good. We're making it.
So you're manager to Ian, mm-hmm. mom to Crawford, and wife to Ian.
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's a lot with, like, your family.
It is. But I think we do better together than we do apart.
I love that.
You know, like, I'll notice Ian and I getting more into, like, little arguments or whatever if we're, like, apart from each other, because we're so used to just working together, you know? So we just do better together. But it is a lot. Sometimes I need my space. I'm always like, I need some space.
Well, I don't manage Michael, but we spend a lot of time together, too.
And yeah.
We're, like, a couple that, like, we're always together. People are like, go on date nights to keep your marriage hot and stuff. I'm like, we are talking all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if we go on a date night, like, I don't know how to even, like, not just talk about, like, career, life, all the things.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
How
do you separate the two?
That is one of our, like, we were just talking about it this morning, was I was like, we got to stop talking about work when we just, like, go out to eat.
But what else is there to talk about?
I know. And that's all that's on our mind. Literally Crawford and work, but
it's all consuming.
Yeah, it is. It is consuming. And we're just trying to get through it. So, you know, hopefully 10 years from now we can talk about, I don't know, gardening. Who knows? Whatever.
Making
we're
sourdough bread.
Yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to be one of those.
Are you
wives.
A cook? I don't cook at all. I'm like, people who enjoy cooking, I'm like, it's one more task to do. Yeah. And then you've got to read all these instructions and then follow it.
Oh, I know.
I don't find it relaxing. People are like, oh, it's so relaxing.
I know. It's just the part you have to go to the grocery store and find every little ingredient, and then you're wasting half the ingredients because you're never using them again.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. What do y'all do for dinner?
Well, Crawford's on Little Spoons, that little like health baby food.
Like, do they like deliver dinners to you?
Yes. It's amazing.
Okay. Okay. Hey, but Little Spoons.
I know. We are.
You don't have to think about, does he like all the stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's great. He's been on it since he was a baby. They have like the baby food all the way up to toddler meals. And it makes my life easier because I know he's eating healthy when I'm out on the road.
It.
Like, he comes out on the road and you know how that is. Like, you're eating pizza and whatever you
can
find.
Chicken fingers, french fries.
Exactly. So he's taken care of.
That's a relief. And that's smart.
Yeah. Ian and I are just figuring out what we can get.
Whatever you can throw in your mouth. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went to Belmont.
Yes.
I went to Belmont.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. Much, many years before you. I'm 40.
Well, you look so freaking hot.
Well,
so shut up.
Thank you. You look so hot.
Thanks.
I love that you got the long blonde hair. I went dark. Thanks. I cut my hair dark and dyed it brown last year because I was having a midlife crisis. And then I was like, why did I do that? I need to grow it back out and go blonde. I just feel more myself being blonde.
Yeah.
Have you been dark before? You went dark.
I dyed my hair black. That's my issue. It's like, if I go dark, I'm like, all the way. Gotta be darker. And then you gotta have a spray tan. And then it's like a whole thing.
Do you feel like a different person with dark hair?
Yeah.
Me too. Like way different.
I feel way cooler. But
I know. But I feel more myself blonde.
Exactly. And it's easier. Like less maintenance.
It is. People think blonde is more maintenance, but tell me why it's less, because I feel the same.
Because I'm naturally blonde. So like my roots would literally look like I'm balding if I didn't have like touch it up black like every 3 weeks, you know? And I was like, I can't be getting my hair done this often.
Too much.
Yeah. But I did like it. It was a vibe.
It's fun. Did something prompt you to go dark? I'm always prompted like by my life.
I'm sure at that point, who knows what it was, a breakup or.
Did you and Ian break up?
No. I mean, before him. I think I dyed it. Ian and I weren't together until
you became pregnant and you had a baby in your stomach. Oh, we need to address this because Ian went on the Bobbycast and was like,
I know.
We did not.
Aired all the tea.
He aired all the tea. He's like, Caroline and I did not announce our marriage until she was popping.
I know.
Pregnant.
I know. So I started managing Ian.
Were y'all married already? Or
no. No. We did it backwards.
Hey, you know, who needs a formula? Do it the way it works for you.
Exactly. I started managing him in 2017 at the beginning.
So you were how old?
What is it? I'm 29 and it's 2024 now. So what?
You are a confident woman. The fact that you even like knew how to do that.
I didn't.
Yeah, but you did. But you had the inner gut. Your North Star was like, I can do this.
Yeah. I have a lot of strong gut instinct. So I feel like that's one thing that's always guided me is like, if I feel like I can feel it in my body, I'm like, I can do this or I believe in that, you know?
Okay, so you saw Ian and you're like, I feel this in my body.
Yeah.
I really
feel like, you know, I don't know. It's that woman intuition thing.
What was it? When you saw him, you're like, okay, well, you're the one that, were you in love with him right away?
No.
Okay, you still were in love with his talent.
Yeah, so I met him at Belmont and I didn't really know him. I was interning for a country artist at the time and they needed a bass player. And Ian wasn't an artist when I first met him. He was playing bass in other people's bands. Mm. So I saw him do the country showcase at Belmont. And he was playing bass for a guy named Carlton Anderson. And I was like, he sings harmony and bass. Let me like Facebook message him and see if he wants to go on the road with this guy. And he did. And I ended up interning for the one guy. So I never really even got to like connect with him, but I got him his first like touring gig.
You got Ian his first touring gig.
Yeah. So that was crazy.
So you were kind of interning for a manager.
Yeah.
So you, was that?
I was more like just, I was interning in everything I could get my hands on to like, I didn't, you know, when I was at Belmont, I had no clue what part of the music industry I wanted to be in. I just knew I wanted to be in it.
And where'd you come from?
I grew up between Ohio and North Carolina. So pretty much Charlotte, North Carolina is like where I went to high school and stuff.
And you just knew you wanted to be in country music, not singing or anything. You wanted to be on the business side.
Yeah. Business side.
You knew.
Yeah. But I also, growing up in Charlotte, like the thing to do was go to country concerts, you know, like that was like the highlight of everything, you know, growing up. So I was like, I want to do this. I went and visited Nashville. And I was like, I want to be in Nashville. Don't know how I'm going to get into this, but I know I need to be there. So I applied to Belmont, and that was the only school I applied to. Thank God I got in. And, you know, I was like, see you later.
Did you like Belmont?
I did. I mean, you know, it's at the end of Music Row. I was like, at least I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you feel like the internships really helped you get your foot in the door to like?
Totally. I think it, you know, you just got to test the waters and see what you're into. And just, it's more of a learning thing. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that anymore. Like, I think everyone thinks they deserve to be paid, you know,
right away.
Yeah. And I'm like, you guys got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. But,
so that's just what I did to kind of figure it out. But
okay. So you saw Ian, you're like, you sing, you play bass, you do harmonies, yep. Go on the road with this guy.
Yep. And then we went our separate ways for a few years. Like I maybe saw him in class. Like he says I had a class with him and whatever.
You cheated off of him. Ian's claiming that he passed you. He basically got you through college, but you cheated off of him.
I was like, wait, hold up. I had better grades than you. I just didn't have to try as hard.
Because you had your grades, man. So you just check on Ian's paper to make sure.
No, he for sure did. I was one of those kids that I was like, it was hard for me to be in school. I wanted to be out and like hands on. And obviously I learned a ton. Being at Belmont, you know, learning all the copyright stuff and things that
tedious.
Yeah, exactly. But so
pays off in the long run.
Yeah, it definitely pays off. But it was hard for me to stay focused when, you know, Nashville is your playground and you're like, I need to get out of here. But and Ian was one of those kids that he was very much a part of the Belmont like community. Like,
okay,
he had like a college band with his friends and like, you know. And I think I just wasn't artsy or talented. And that, like, I'm creative in a lot of ways, but I'm not a singer or can play an instrument. And I think that's a lot of what the Belmont community is, you know?
Mm.
So I got out of it when I could. But we went our separate ways. I went on tour with a metal rock band.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Metal rock band?
Yeah.
You're so awesome.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Who was it?
Called Asking Alexandria.
Okay. And what is their vibe?
Yeah. I mean, they're really big in that genre. But I met the lead singer and he was like, hey, do you want to come help me out on the road? And I was like, sure. So that was a fun call because I called my dad and said, hey, I'm dropping out of college to go on the road with these guys.
What did you do for them?
So assistant, TM, I mean, everything you could think of.
What is the metal world like out there on the road?
It's wild.
What's it like? I know the country world.
I feel like half the time out there.
Is it fun?
Oh, yeah.
Is it intense?
It's a party.
It's like, a party?
Yeah, it's a party.
People just screaming all the time?
Oh, yeah. Like, mosh pits, stage diving, like.
Do people get hurt?
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, it's wild. It was a great experience. I did it for a year, but I was like, when I was done with it, I was like, I need to get back to country music.
Oh, wait, Morgan, yes.
I just have a question. Yes, what was Morgan. Your craziest story from your time on the road with Asking Alexandria?
I don't know if it's appropriate.
Oh, yes.
It's always appropriate, Caroline.
It's appropriate. No. Tell us, Caroline.
Oh, my gosh, I really can't. Like, that's how bad it is, but
like, in what area can't you tell us? Is it having to do with like people getting down?
Oh,
or like
I
people
mean,
hurting each
all,
other?
No, I mean, it was all fun.
Like,
but I mean, one of the funnest things for me on tour was with them was I like got to stage dive. And that was like the craziest thing ever. You know?
You just have to trust that people are going to catch you.
Yeah. And I mean, it was so much fun. It was wild.
Is it liberating?
I guess.
Just being passed around with all these hands?
Yeah. I mean, you're just like, it's just fun. You're literally like dive off stage and people catch you. It's crazy. And I never thought I would get to do that because I'm not a lead singer of anything. But yeah, that whole camp was, they're just good people and really fun. So.
Okay. Are they still a band?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, go them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so you're like, okay, metal was great.
Yeah.
Lots of crazy stories. Did some stage diving.
I really just wanted the tour experience.
Yeah.
You know, being able to be on a tour bus and rock is way more hardcore than country. And the fact that you're out for a year, you know, you don't come home, whereas country is more like weekend warrior stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So just having a crash course on being able to live and get used to being on a bus with however many dudes, you gotta like get used to it. But I'm very glad I had that experience before going into Ian, because I don't think I would have, you know, been as prepared.
To see it firsthand, especially like you said, it's a little more intense, a little more hardcore. Yeah. Is that when you kind of realized, okay, managing is where I really feel like I could shine?
Yeah. So I kind of was like, I can figure this out. So when I got done with that, I came back and I started Not a Public Figure, which was at the beginning of it, a brand and management company. I've always been really into like style and fashion and things like that. So I kind of had a clothing line attached to what I knew I wanted to become a management company.
Okay.
And
what was the clothing like?
I mean, it was like vintage, like cool. I'll show you some pictures, but okay. I mean, I had
something
some cool
Ian Munsick would wear.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people were wearing it. Like, I had like Luke Combs and Nicole Combs came and did a photo shoot. I had, you know, tons of people
come. You're just a little hustler. You get good ideas and you get it going.
Yeah. I mean,
not everyone gets their ideas to life. Like a lot of people have ideas and then they never get born into the world.
Yeah.
You're like, I got an idea. I'm going to go hone my craft and then I'm going to birth it to the world and it's going to be awesome.
I got to get it out of my brain or I'm like, go crazy. So yeah, I did that. But, in my mind, I was like, if I can bring attention to just Not a Public Figure itself, whoever artist I tried to bring up, it'll help the cause, because, you know, I'm a young girl that knows nothing really. So who's going to take me seriously, you know? But I reconnected with Ian. I was in Tin Roof with Travis Tritt and his family. I became friends with them and they're great. And their son, Tristan, came up to me and was like, you need to check out this guy. He's so great. And showed me a song called Horses Are Faster on YouTube. And it said Ian Munsick. And I was like,
I know him. I actually got him started.
Yeah. I was like, no way. I was like, oh my gosh. And they're like, you know him? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, we tried to reach out to him, but he didn't get back to us. So I was like, okay, that's weird. So I called Ian like out of the blue.
Like Travis Tritt's family was trying to reach out to him?
Yeah.
He can't get back to Travis Tritt's family? Well, Ian, what you doing?
Ian thought it was fake. So he was
like, Travis Tritt's not really calling me.
Yeah. And so I called Ian from Tin Roof and I was like, this is the weirdest thing ever, but you need to come to Tin Roof right now. So-and-so is here and they're big fans. I was like, they would love to meet you. And he's like, oh, that's real? Like, so that was that whole conversation.
Did anything come from that?
I mean, Travis actually did win a cover with Ian when he was very first starting out. So
that's, you know, cool.
Their family definitely was very supportive at the beginning and just they're the nicest people.
Those kind of things are just sort of like nods to you that I feel like, okay, we're on the right path here.
Yeah.
You know, like this is good.
Yeah.
We're getting confirmation.
Yeah. It's all kind of making sense. So Ian and I connected. And then from there I was like, hey, I want to start this. You know, obviously you have something going on and I believe in you. Let's make you your own artist, you know? So
then how did that start? What was the process? And he was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't have anybody else
knocking down his door to management at that point.
Exactly. And like I said, he was a bass player. So the Horses Are Faster was just a song he did literally when he was 18 and threw it up on YouTube. And we literally still pay our bills from that song. So
really?
Yeah, we own it and everything. And we put it out on his first EP.
And it just streamed so much.
Yeah.
People just love it.
That's still one of his top five songs.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think it is about that song that people just love?
Probably the fiddle in it, the fiddle intro. I mean, it's very stripped down Western. I mean, it's, I don't know how to use this comparison any other way, but it's Zach Bryan way before Zach Bryan was ever, you know, mm-hmm. It's like that style. But it's just beautiful. And people, I mean,
does it make you think of Wyoming?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's no other place you think of when you listen to Horses Are Faster than Wyoming.
And that's like Ian's thing. Like he loves Wyoming.
Yes.
Like it is his, he bleeds Wyoming.
Yes. He was born and raised in Wyoming on a cattle ranch. So that's been really great for me because I got to build a brand from that, you know.
And so is that kind of what you saw? You saw it?
Yeah, I saw the vision. Ian, you know, in 2017, Western was very weird in Nashville. Like, the way he dresses now is cool. Like, Beyonce's doing it, but...
Because he's got, like, the button-up Wranglers, the hat, the long bolo, hair, the bolo. Yep.
In 2017, we tried to get a meeting, and they'd be like, what are you wearing? You know what I'm saying? So...
Because it was more, like, cargo pants and, like...
Yeah.
I mean, Jordans. And it was, like, bro country was bro hardcore. Country
was hardcore. Which, yeah.
He just had to ride it out.
Yeah, exactly. And but, I mean, he's just authentic, and I think that's been a very great thing for me because... It's making his brand so easy, you know, and clear. Like, when you see Ian Munsick, you know that's Ian Munsick. When you hear his music, you don't have to guess who it is. It's just very obvious that that's him.
And it probably was hard in the beginning because it wasn't the trend. Yeah. But now I feel like people, the bro country is kind of like... moved on, it had its moment, and people are like, let's get to some real music with, not that that wasn't real, but you know what I'm saying, like, let's get to some storytellers, let's get to some, like, authentic country voices and bring back, and you say this, like, bring back country and Western, like, do you really, Ian's really on the forefront of bringing that Western back.
Yes, yeah, no, he's definitely at the forefront. I mean, I think he's a big part of it. You know, I think things like Yellowstone obviously helped.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
So tell me about the Yellowstone experience.
I mean, we haven't ever been a part of Yellowstone. We've luckily, like, people like Cole Hauser, Luke Grimes are fans of Ian, so.
Because he did something with Rip.
Yeah, so
I know
yeah,
Rip.
Yeah, we did a private, and Mo brings plenty. So we've done a lot of things with Yellowstone actors. But they've never played Ian's music on Yellowstone.
It's coming.
Yeah, we'll see. But they have. What's crazy about Yellowstone is they've never played an artist from that region. It's always been like Texas or like mainstream. So they need to catch up a little bit.
Yeah, you're like, Ian is like Yellowstone through and through. True.
100%. But their actors get it. But yeah, we did a private event with Cole Hauser, and he's hilarious and really nice.
That's Rip, right?
Yep, that's Rip.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just at Losers with Luke Grimes the other night.
And he's gone country.
Yeah, he's doing, and he's really good. I actually really like his stuff. And then Mo Brings Plenty, who is the native in Yellowstone. We just did a documentary, and he did the panel for us when we premiered it. And he's been a huge supporter, and I'm really thankful for him. So
talk to me about Voices of the West, the documentary, because mm-hmm. where did that come from? Obviously, Ian's from Wyoming.
Yeah.
He's like, it's in his blood. You see it, feel it, love it too. Y'all got married in Wyoming. Yep. I love that you got married in blue jeans, by the way.
I did.
I'm like, you were the coolest. Like, you had a beautiful white,
dude, that
flowy top.
That shirt came from Shein.
Yes, it did. Okay, so I eloped on a beach in the Bahamas, and I got married in a swimsuit cover-up. Dude,
that was my dream for the longest.
But you kind of did.
I did my, like, mountain version of that.
Yeah.
Like, my mom always thought I was gonna get married in a white bikini, because I was like, I don't want a wedding. I just want to have a good time.
I know. The wedding is stressful.
It is.
And something more to plan. And all these people you got to keep up with and make sure they're having a good time.
I want to be selfish and have a good time with me and my husband, you know? So that's
okay.
We
got to talk about the falling in love of you and Ian back. Yeah. We got to backtrack, but while we're here on Voices of the West, though. Yeah. So you got married in Wyoming. So you are like
Montana.
Montana. It's my favorite. I used to dream of living in Montana.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We're either going to make a move back there at some point. But Ian's on basically from the border of Wyoming to Montana. So Montana's only 15 minutes away. And we got married in Paradise Valley, which is just one of the
tiny little church.
Yeah. It was literally in a gas station parking lot. So we have like pictures at the Sinclair, and then the chapel's like.
Was it perfect?
Yeah. Amazing.
How did you? But I just love that you wore jeans. I'm like, you have on jeans. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Did you just know you were going to keep it just authentic? Yeah. So that's like you guys, like, because you're, even though you're not from Wyoming, tell me where you're from again.
Charlotte.
Okay. Yeah. So you just had country bleeding through you. Do you feel like you are adopting Wyoming now?
I do. I feel like I've been so immersed in it, just figuring out and understanding Ian and through the music that I feel like I'm a part of it now. Mm-hmm. And we're there all the time. His family still lives there, and our niece and nephew, and we go back there a lot. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he just felt called to document true cowboys from Wyoming, which are a lot of the Native Americans.
Yeah. So,
and his brother's a rancher.
Yep. Both of his brothers are ranchers, and his dad. It's interesting because we've also had to kind of explain what the true West is. It's easy to get an idea of what cowboys are based on, you know, Hollywood or TV or whatever. But Ian's the real deal, and it's important, and it's important for his fans to see that, you know, he's representing it accurately. But we did our first debut album, and it was called Coyote Cry. And then we did White Buffalo, and it was interesting. I'd actually gotten some comments, and they're like, aren't people going to be, you know, weirded out that like Ian's cowboy, and now White Buffalo is kind of like Indians vibe? And I was like, cowboys and Indians aren't enemies anymore. We're like 2024, like they're the cowboys, you know.
The Indians are the cowboys.
Yeah. So, you know, Native Americans are cowboys. And I was like, people don't know that story. They think it's, you know, the Wild West out here, and it's not accurate. So I was like,
does Yellowstone kind of paint them as not?
I mean, they don't really, in Yellowstone, I think they don't really even paint them as cowboys. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see a lot of the natives in Yellowstone. They're doing, you know, the casino business deal stuff. But I mean, the real deal cowboys are Native Americans, you know, and that's who Ian grew up around. He grew up, you know, 15 minutes from the Crow Res. So that's just
Crow Reservation.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's influenced him. So when we kind of figured out, okay, people don't understand this little part of the world and what it really is, I was like, how do we explain this? And we did White Buffalo, the album. We did the music video. And during the music video, we did all the cast was Native American. And the director, who's one of my great friends, is Native American. And while we were doing the music video, I was like, wait, this is a document, you know, this is something. Like, we need to tell these stories. So we just kind of turned the White Buffalo music video into this documentary, and Ian really just let his friends tell their stories and let people know what's real, you know?
How's that been? How's that?
It's been great.
How's that been having it out in the world? Because it's like streaming everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's on Amazon and all the places, I think. But yeah, it's great. We did a big premiere of it in during NFR, and that was great.
That's writing. Is it National Writing?
National Finals Rodeo.
National Finals Rodeo. Yeah. Okay.
It's like the biggest deal for Western world. But now it's becoming pretty big for everyone. I mean, the amount of artists that were out there this year that were performing and stuff, I'm like, this is obviously growing. But it's a huge, huge deal in the Western world. So we did the premiere there. Mo Brings Plenty did the panel. We had the whole cast, and there was a lot of, you know, influencers and country artists and label and PR.
But to make a documentary, that's no small feat.
Yeah, no, it was a lot.
You produced it.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, girl. Yeah. I mean, Caroline, you just like, okay, I have an idea. It's going to be a lot of work and really hard, but I'm just going to, I've never done it before, but I'm just going to figure it out.
Yeah, that's literally, I think you sum me up. I have probably never done it, and I'm just going to wing it and figure it out.
How do you, where do you draw on your resources? Like, where do you go to? Like, when you're like, okay, now I'm going to produce this documentary. Like, where does your brain go? Like, what do I need to do to make this happen? And then how do I make it happen?
Yeah. I kind of just think, okay, who do I know that owns this property, or who can film this, or who can help us edit this? And I like to think small. Like, our documentary was literally a three-man team. It was me, Cam, who directed it and shot it, and then an editor, Nick, that we found from Ohio that had done some Wrangler stuff. And it was literally us, and then Warner helped me on, like, the licensing side.
Because Ian signed at Warner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So that was literally it.
How long did it take?
Probably a year. Yeah, total.
Are you someone, though, when you start something and you give your heart, you finish it?
Yeah.
Like, you don't just, like, be like, oh, crap. Like, no. This is a lot.
No. Yeah.
Reverse. Yeah. You're like, no, forward. No.
Once a minute, and I just got to get out of it.
What a team player you are. Ian is lucky to have you. I mean, you are a force of nature, Caroline.
Thank you. Like I said, going a little crazy, but it's fine.
So let's talk about when y'all fell in love. Yeah. The good stuff. So all of a sudden you're like, oh, Ian Munsick, I know him. I got him his first gig. And then Travis Tritt and his family are like, you need to meet this guy. You're like, know him. And now you see him, you realize he's got this image. He's got this deep connection to Wyoming. You see the branding. It's all like clear to you, but it's not necessarily the right time in country music for him to make his big splash because it was bro country. So what do you do? What do y'all do? And then where does the love happen?
I mean, with him, we did this thing called Minute Mondays, and he would film. Ian can play pretty much every instrument. And we would film these Minute Mondays with a guy named Gray Wood, and he would just do covers and would play like multiple instruments, but it would just be him or multiples of him. And we would post those every Monday, and we just started like building his like Instagram. TikTok was not a thing.
Because Instagram was going.
Streaming was just like starting. So we were just trying to build it.
Independently.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything was independent for a while.
And so you guys were content creators in the very beginning.
Yeah.
You're like content, music.
Before content, really music. Content like
was key.
Yeah. I think maybe Vine was out or something.
Which
but
died on the Vine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. So yeah, we just went on trying to build his awareness and like getting people to notice him. And then eventually, you know, his streaming numbers got big enough, and Warner and other labels started reaching out and said, you know, hey, who is this guy that's streaming just as well as anybody else?
So what are good streaming numbers to make a label turn their head? Like so streaming, for everyone listening, streaming is like when you, I'm sure a lot of people know this now, but it's like when you go and you just listen to Spotify, or you go and you listen to iTunes or whatever, it's online, and it's just like it counts. You get all these streams. Like every time you hear a song, you get another stream. So like when you get a ton of streams, people are like, who is this?
Yeah. Dude,
I'm sure everyone knows what streaming is. I just talk to them like they're a bunch of idiots. Y'all all know what streaming is. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I'm trying to even think what it would have been in 2017. Not what it is now. Now people are getting like billions, you know, it's crazy. But I mean,
But labels used to not even want artists to stream. Like that's how crazy it was. It was so new that they're like, don't stream because that takes away from like your album sales or whatever. Yep. So it's like, it's been a new phenomenon that Ian probably was at the very beginning of.
Yeah. He was for sure. I would say maybe, you know, I know independently we got our first few million streams. Amazing. So in 2017, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's with no, it's not like we were on any DSP like playlisting or anything. That's all organic. So that's the one thing about Ian is he's really, everything has been grassroots and organic, you know.
Sorry. No, you're good.
Sorry. Yeah. And so we've just really been proud of that growth. Because
you know,
real.
He's got real fans.
It's real. Like they show up and buy tickets and they buy merch and they engage and it's not fake. Like it's real. So that's been very valuable to us.
Okay. So you are putting stuff out. You're still just managing. Mm-hmm. No, like, I want to kiss your face yet.
No. Okay. I'm trying to think.
When were you like, I got to just throw you up against the wall?
Yeah. On the end of 2017. So maybe like 6-7 months in, I think we were just around each other so much. I think we were in like California or something. And yeah, I don't know. It just kind of
like. Make out happen? Or the full Monty?
I feel like it's been building up. Yeah, I feel like it was definitely slower at first. Okay. But
I mean, it's not like y'all didn't know each other.
Yeah, no, and that was the thing. We were just around each other all the time. But you know, at the same time, it felt like very like taboo. But it was kind of exciting. But it's like nobody's gonna take us seriously if like one. I think I was like 24 at the time. Who's going to take me seriously, one, as a manager, you know, this kid that has, you know, nothing really behind him, let alone us, you know, oh, my manager's my girlfriend, you know. So, yeah,
y'all kept it on the DL. Was that kind of fun to be secret?
Yeah. I feel like it was a little stressful because I literally didn't tell my friends.
You told nobody?
I told nobody. And I think,
by the way, you and Lainey Wilson's BFF. Were y'all BFF before she became Lainey Wilson?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to hear about that friendship. Yeah. That's so fun.
Yeah. But we kept on the DL, didn't tell my friends. I'm sure they could have assumed whatever, but, you know, nobody really asked or said anything. So we just kept doing our thing. And then, you know, one thing led to another and we got pregnant and
then you really can't keep it under locks anymore.
So we were like,
trying to get pregnant or accident?
No.
Okay. Crawford's like, I'm ready.
Yes.
Two cool people right here that I need to be my parents.
He's like, I'm ready to make my appearance and there's nothing you can do about it.
Coming in hot.
Yeah. So we got pregnant and I think Lainey was the first person I called to tell her that I was pregnant.
Okay, so how do you know Lainey?
Like, I know everybody else, I think. I could not pinpoint a day. I'm sure it was like 10 Roof for Losers or something, you know. Uh-huh. You know how it is, so. But yeah.
And y'all just were instant? Like, you're
I think we've all just been good friends, but she was definitely, during that period of like, oh crap, what am I gonna do here? Like, she was definitely, a great, great friend to me for that. So, yeah, that's through great. That process.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
That's great. Actually, I was kind of talking to you about friendships earlier because I'm in a situation where it's like, how do you be a great friend when you're in a tough situation? You know, it's like, how, Lainey in particular, but like, how do you be a great friend when you're in a tough situation? What were you wanting? Like, what did she do to support you when you're like, oh crap, I am pregnant and
I mean,
not married.
Yeah.
And I'm managing.
Yeah.
My baby daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was like, hey, by the way, Ian and I are together and I'm pregnant. yeah.
Lifeline help.
Yeah.
Call a friend.
I mean, she, you know, it's just being there, really. The freak out and being like, okay, this is what we're going to do. You know, I mean, she went to like a doctor's appointment with me. I like, you know, I think I like stayed at her house once because it was hard on Ian and I at the beginning because he was like, crap, this is like my dream is to be a country artist. Like, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. So there was a lot of like bickering between us of like, how are we going to handle this? You know, so I'm sure I fought with him and stayed at her house. So yeah, just being there is really the main thing and being like, no matter what, we're going to handle it and just talking through it, you know? And, cause all of it's crazy and whatever, you don't know what's right or wrong these days. And
I know.
Yeah.
It's really, and I feel that I go back to that all the time. I'm like, I don't know what's right for people.
Yeah.
I get feelings and I get overwhelmed with feelings about what I think people should do.
Yeah.
But like, I've made choices and done things that people probably thought were insane and not the right move. And then They turned out to be exactly what you needed to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of people thought I was insane for getting pregnant with Ian, and I'm trying to like manage his whole career and.
So then How did that happen? When now you got a bump, you didn't tell anybody you were dating.
I didn't. Luckily, I was able to be skinny for a minute. And then when I was not skinny. But I hid it for 6 or 7 months.
You hid your pregnancy for 6 or 7 months?
Yeah, yeah.
How?
Literally, I mean, I don't know. I wore giant shirts. I mean, I was tiny. And then I hit 7 months and I became gigantic. Like,
it's like, ooh.
Yeah. So I think.
And Crawford popped.
Yeah. So I think, what did I do? I'm trying to think. The first thing I did was I called all my girlfriends over to my house and we made dinner. And I was like, hey guys, like, I'm pregnant. I'm dating Ian. And I don't think a lot of them were like shocked by the dating Ian thing. I think they put two and two together. I mean,
we
literally
were always never
together.
Told your friends.
Literally. I mean,
you could hold a secret.
Yeah. Jenna Hawking's my best friend. And
that's Nicole's sister who's married to Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Nicole Combs.
Yeah.
I don't know Jenna, but I know she's awesome.
Yeah. She's the best. We're wild together. but yeah. literally said nothing to like my best friend, and that was Jenna, you know. So
you're a stone cold fox.
Yeah.
Killer.
Well, I was just like,
keep it locked.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty intense just because I knew how much Ian's dream was on the line. And I wanted to make it work. I was like, you know, we just had to figure it out. But I eventually sat down, told all my girlfriends, and then I was like, I'm going to announce it like the next day. And what we ended up doing was I was like, if I'm going to announce this, it's got to be like the coolest baby announcement ever. Like, it's got to be the most perfect photo shoot ever or something. So we went to like Greece for our like secret baby moon, and like I shot it in like Santorini. It's like the most beautiful pictures ever. And I was like, surprise, Ian and I are together and we're having a baby, you know?
Stop it.
And
you're so cool.
Yeah.
How were you received? How was Ian
Everyone
received?
Was excited, you know?
Like, now they know you're the man. Now they know that you're the woman in his life and the baby mama, which you had not told anyone before. So that's a lot happening at once.
Yeah. But honestly, God was like on our side because he knew this had to happen. And it's literally when I say, as soon as we announced and let people know, we got, we signed with UTA, our booking agency. We got a pub deal with UMPG. We built our bigger team. I did a deal with, Irv Woolsey, he manages George Strait,
co-manager with Irv Woolsey.
Yeah.
Great.
And then, we signed with Warner. I mean,
label.
Yeah, label. You know,
everything fell into place as soon as it announced.
Literally.
Why do you think that was? It's like you unleashed the secret, and God was like,
God. You know, I think there could have been a lot of situations, and this could be a touchy subject, but I think there's other things I maybe could have done. You know, and been like, you know what, this baby is not right for us. You know, work is a priority. We're young, like. Mm-hmm. I could have done other things and, you know, put work at the front. And I said, you know what, like, just put my faith in God and it's going to work out.
I just got full chills. I just got full chills because it is, like Faith Hill says, a baby changes everything. It's terrifying, especially for you guys when you're not planning for that. Yeah. And like, you're in the middle of launch. I feel like you got tears in your eyes.
I know. It makes me,
just makes me emotional. Yeah. To know all the choices you could have made.
Totally.
And then you choose life.
Yeah. Chose life, and it paid off. I mean.
And how has being a mom and gosh. Ian being a parent? I know he loves it. Yeah. And you love it. How has it? So it's like the biggest fear happening.
Yep.
That you think, oh my gosh, we're just now getting things going. We're just getting traction. And now we're going to have a baby. And that, who's going to take me seriously as a manager? Ian doesn't have time to be a father right now because he's busting it at both ends. You don't have time to be a mother right now. It's like a lot. But you say, yes, we will.
Yep, we're going to figure it out. You know, in my mind, I was like, all right, how are we going to tour in a van?
With a baby.
With a baby. Like,
Carver's going to be well-adjusted.
Yeah, I was like, how are we going to do this? And, you know, like, sure enough, we got a tour bus on our first time out on the road. Like, we signed all our deals. The music was doing really well. You know, my friends were amazing support system. And Ian wasn't very religious before Crawford, and you know, he changed his life around.
Really? How so?
I mean, just put all of his faith, you know, into God and Jesus. So
Crawford brought faith to Ian.
Yeah,
100%. So are you serious?
Yeah. So
babies really are little miracles.
They are.
They change your whole mindset.
Yeah, they do. All for the better. And you know, I think it really helped him because everything with Ian was music was number one, and now he has. Instead of just trying to make music for it to be the number one thing in your life, you know, he makes music for Crawford. So it just brings it a, like, there's a reason behind it, you know? So, yeah.
It's amazing because, like, I remember before I had Sunny, like, we were ready to have I was definitely ready. Michael was probably a little bit more like Ian, like, if we have, well, maybe not. Like, he just wasn't thinking about it, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was thinking about it because I was, like, 34, and I was ready to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And then we got pregnant after some losses. But it's, like, you still have that fear of, like, oh, my God, I've put my whole life into my career. Mm-hmm. This is all I've ever known. Not that the careers were, like, I mean, they were popping, but it's, like, there's still so much work to be done.
Yeah.
And it just feels like such an uphill climb. And then how are you going to do it with a baby?
Yep.
And is it, I feel like in the beginning, you just think of all the hard things that are going to happen with a baby.
Yeah.
And they are there.
Oh, yeah.
But there's this whole other side of like gifts and blessings and miracles and your heart exploding that you cannot explain.
Yeah. One of my good girlfriends, she is a country artist. She's amazing. Her name's Casey Tindall. And she got pregnant about a year ago. And she called me and she's like, what am I going to do? Like, and I was like, your life is going to get better. It won't be any easier, but it's going to be so much better. And sure enough, she's been rocking it and killing it in her lane. So, you know, I think there's a purpose and children are a blessing, you know?
Yes. And I just love, I had an interview with Sarah Beth Tate yesterday. She's an independent artist and like doing really great. She's a mom too. Kind of was a surprise.
Yeah, nice.
And it's the same kind of thing. It's like, but I think for me at least, I am craving to see people making it work. Mm-hmm. I'm craving to see a husband and wife stick together and love each other and have a baby and be a family. Like I am craving to just see families.
Wholesomeness.
We're just needing it.
Yeah. I think, you know, especially the music industry can get so dark and weird and
yes,
it gives you bad vibes. And like, I'm like, okay, the music's a jam, but I feel weird listening to it, you know?
Because I know there's some dark stuff going on behind like, the scenes with the person singing it.
Exactly. And I think people are just like craving that wholesomeness and like seeing, you know, like, because at the end of the day, no matter what people say, they want a family. They don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
You know?
And you want to know that it can work. And like we were talking about earlier, marriage is not easy. Yeah, I can't even imagine for you being a manager, a mom, managing, you know, like a wife to Ian, like changing those hats. Like that has to be such a cluster for your brain all the time. But like, it's hard work.
It is.
You want to do the hard work, but it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. I mean, our marriage is not perfect, but like
we
work really hard at it. And it's like very rewarding and that
worth
we do,
it worth know? The work.
Yes, it is. And it shows in Crawford. Like I think we do, you know, because we're such a tight unit, he's literally the most perfect child, you know. And I think we bring him everywhere, we do everything with him, and
I love that
it shows in him.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And I love that too, because I feel like also back in the day, it's like shifting right now, and you and Ian are a part of that shift. It's like, you know, a country artist needs to be single, needs to be sexy, needs to be available, needs to not have any attachments. But now it's like, no, let's show country artists, male or female, loving their spouse, loving their family, bringing them everywhere. You don't have to like throw your family life away to go be a successful singer.
I know. And I think it's showing in the past, like, I would say in the past couple of years, like, I'm really seeing that. I'm seeing it with artists. You know, I think at the beginning, a lot of my, I have a lot of female friends that are artists, and they were always like, never wanted to post that they had a boyfriend because they're like, oh, you know,
I got to be available. Yeah, and hot. So guys can think they have a chance with me.
Yeah. And now I think it's just a different element. And I think people are invested in people's lives more than ever. I think probably because of social media, and they want to see people doing well, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And want to see how you do well. Like, that's why it's like, I want to, like, I love watching you guys because it's like, gosh, that's so cool. You know, it's like, because I know being a married woman and a mom too, it's like, it's a married to an artist. It's a lot. It's a lot of work, but it's like, gosh, anything worth doing anything is a lot of work.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta, you have to work to get the payoff. And I, you know, I feel like maybe after COVID, it feels like some kids are losing that mindset a little bit, but you really have to put in the work to get the reward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
what, when you and Ian are just like, not the artist, not the manager, not the parent, what is y'all's relationship like when you strip all the other titles away?
I mean, boring. This is what I was going to, this is what I was going to talk to you about when we were talking on the side. It was, I had like a girls' dinner the other night, and
boring is good though. Yeah, honestly,
this is the thing. I was like, y'all, I was like, I had a hard time for a minute because I was like starting to get bored a little bit, and then I had to remind myself. I was like, wait, boring is good.
Boring is awesome.
You're used to like the toxic relationships that the adrenaline is up and down and like it's exciting, but you're going crazy and that's not what you need. And boring means, oh, my life is literally where it's supposed to be. I'm in place.
We're stable.
Yeah. Like if we're not on the road, we're in bed at like 7:30.
Oh,
like,
that's a dream.
Watching, you know what I'm saying?
You're like, living my dream.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised you don't do this.
I do that. Sunny's in the bed with us too.
Oh, yeah.
Does Copper sleep with y'all?
So, no, I'm on him about it, but he does, like, if his dad's away, I'll let him sleep with me. But
once we started Sunny in the bed, that was 2 years ago. She's never gotten out.
See, that's what I knew.
I love it. I know. I love it.
They're so cute and cuddly.
Oh my God. Sunny sleeps right in the middle and she just cuddles me so hard. And we like literally sleep like just locked in each other's arms. Well, and Michael's like, he's over there watching Netflix, chilling by himself. Yeah. He's happy too. We're all living our best life. So I'm like, oh, the cuddle is just.
That's better. Crawford kicks me in the face. So I'm like, boy, you got to go to your bed.
Yeah. He's a wild man.
Yeah. If he was like that, I'd be like every second. But oh man, he's a bed hug. So.
Okay. I feel like you got to get your sleep. And it's nice. Honestly, I mean, a lot of people are like, never put a kid in the bed. So I get that too. It's nice to have some space. But it's like you have plenty of excitement and action going on with you and Ian's careers together. Yeah. It's like the fact that y'all do get to be boring together. Yeah. That's says I mean, so much about you guys. All the craziness is in the work.
Yeah.
But the home life is very solid and stable and calm.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's very calm. Like we have our routine with Crawford. We get into like, I don't know, periods where it gets madness and we're traveling all over the place. But you know, when we're home, we're chilling, you know? So
I told Michael that the other day, I was like, Sunny and I can chill so hard. Michael can chill hard too, but like we can chill. Like we go hard, but like we can chill hard. Can you chill hard?
Oh yeah.
I can straight chill.
Ian, it's a little harder for him. Like I think him just being from Wyoming and this is like one of the first times I went and stayed at his parents' place in Wyoming. They get up at freaking 5 a.m.
Because they're ranchers. They gotta wake up with the sun.
I know. And I'm like, they're freaking judging me that I'm sleeping until 8. Like, you know.
But you're like, I
need my sleep. Yeah.
That's early.
And they do it. And I'm like.
And they work hard. And so Ian wrote, did he write that song, Leather?
Yep.
that Cody Johnson, okay, and we'll wrap up because we're already 50 minutes in, which I can't believe because I just love talking to you so much. But so he and Cody Johnson have had a very strong relationship. Leather, like, because I was watching an interview Ian did and he was like, or you said, like, he'd never had been writing for other artists. He's been writing for himself, and he's a very unique artist with a very unique voice, with a very unique message.
Yep.
So it's not like he's just pitching a song to everyone because they're very him.
Yep.
But Cody Johnson's kind of the artist that, like, they kind of, like, cross.
Yep.
Because they have that cowboy lifestyle together, which, of course, the cowboys found each other.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So he recorded Leather, which is such a great song, talking about cowboys being leather, made of leather. Mm-hmm. And Cody heard it.
Yeah. So, Cody is the real deal cowboy.
Like, he is.
Music is his side job in the grand scheme of things.
Really?
He is, like, full-time cowboy when he is home.
He works
Texas.
A ranch?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And his wife is Superwoman. Love her. And they have two cute little girls that Crawford loves.
But,
we were on tour with them over a year, maybe 2 years. I don't know. We were on tour with them for a long time, and he was the first guy to really give Ian a shot at, you know, being on a big tour. And they ended up doing Long Live Cowgirls together.
And you pitched that one to Cody.
Yeah, I did.
And that was like a duet. That kind of was a game changer for Ian, right?
Yeah, it was. That song has kind of become an anthem. And it's been streaming like crazy and doing really well. And every concert, I mean, girls are crying, boys are crying, like
this
singing
is
at
me,
the top of their
or
lungs.
This is the woman I love.
Yeah, like, and it's, you know, and it's not just about cowgirls. It's like the song is, you know, women make it through anything at all times, you know, and it's a power of a testament to their strength, really. So I think that's why that song resonates. But we were every night on tour, we would go hang on Cody's bus and, you know, have a drink and just listen to music. And like Cody would play the stuff he's excited about or whatever music he likes or his band guys would. And Ian would do the same, or I would be like, Ian, you need to play him this song. So out of one of those nights, Ian pitched him Leather. And Ian really didn't want to give this song away.
It's a great song.
Yeah. He wrote it about his brother, who's like a real deal, like tough as nails rancher, his middle brother. And so it's, you know, it resonates with Ian. And but Ian played it. Cody just like stared at him and was like, I need this song. And he was like, I'm not even working on an album right now, but if you give me this song, I will cut it and name my album after this.
Stop. Yeah. It hit him that hard.
Yeah. So he pretty much he named his album Leather. His tour right now is called Leather. And then,
stop.
That's
huge.
Created an album based off of this song. But
because he's such a real deal, like, singer songwriter too. For him to want to cut someone else's song says a ton.
He really cares about the song and the message. And I think it just hit him. I mean,
so it's true.
Yeah,
it's what it's a cowboy just, is.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's been really cool to see. We were just at the Opry with them, and just, you know, seeing how that song is hitting people is incredible. Ian's brother actually this past week sent Ian a video of him. He was like working cows, and it was Leather came on the radio. And so the song that Ian wrote about him and Cody singing, his brother sent the video, and he's literally out working cows. I was like, so, you know, it's just,
that's where music is so powerful and so cool. There's so much in the business, which I'm sure you deal with on a regular basis, that like can like wear you down. But like when you do have those magic moments, it's like, okay.
Yeah, this is why we do it.
This is why we do it, because music is freaking magical. Okay, so is there anything that we can be looking forward to? What's coming up? Like, what are you excited about in Ian's career and just in life in general before we wrap up?
Yeah. I can't believe how fast this is going.
I know. We're at 55 minutes. I'm like, ah!
We literally just announced a deluxe version of White Buffalo, the album, today. Put out the first single off of it, Heartbreak King, and that's been popping off on TikTok and all the things. So check that.
So Ian pops off.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with. Like, social media is a whole job in of itself.
Yeah,
it's a whole lot.
Yeah, I hate it.
Honestly. I do. I want to love it. I do. I want to love it because I know it's so great, but I'm like, am I just too old to love it? Because I know these like young kids like love it and they just like love to express themselves through it. But I'm like, I have to like make myself love it. I love it. I wake up every day. I'm like, I love social media. I love social media.
If it wouldn't take a freaking hour to make a TikTok video, I'd like it more. But I'm like, I got other things to be doing.
Okay, so White Buffalo Deluxe. We got The Voices documentary.
Yeah.
Voices of the West.
The Voices of the West documentary. I think you learn just so much about, let alone Ian and who he is and who his heart is. But
I love that.
You actually learn about the real West.
What a cool way to present him, though, and what matters to him.
Yeah.
In this culture. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And so just, like, authentic to you guys because it just, like, hit you. Like, we just need to document this to show the truth.
Yeah. No, I mean, it just flowed. And it turned out really beautiful. And
I always trust the flow. Yeah. When you're in the flow, it all happens.
Exactly.
It's hard work, but you're in the flow. It all happens.
Exactly. You just got to get through it, ride the wave.
I love that.
Yeah. New music. Watch the documentary. I'm sure.
Catch some shows.
There's some stuff. Yeah. Shows. Touring. We're going on tour with Lainey.
Ah! Are you so excited?
Yeah. That's going to be
That's fun. A huge tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a huge tour.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I know. Miss Entertainer of the Year. Grammy winner.
But I love that y'all are connected even before that. Like the roots run deep. Like that's so cool.
Yeah. I think that's a lot of.
That's a lot.
A lot of people in town though in Nashville. I think, you know, we all kind of. I felt like a lot of us came here about 10 years ago and it's been so fun to just see the come up of everybody and just be a part of the process. So it's been cool.
I love that. Okay. I always wrap up with Leave Your Light and it's super open-ended, whatever comes to mind. What do you want people to know just to inspire them?
Trust your gut and follow your instincts and, you know, keep Jesus at the center. So,
amen to that. Yes.
So that's what I want you to know.
Thank you, Caroline Munzik, for joining me. And if you're cool, will you stick around for an episode of Call Caroline where we answer some burning questions from listeners?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, they're burning hot. So that'll air on Thursday.
Awesome.
Thanks, Caroline.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.